T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
420, you're listening to the Paul and Giordana Show. My name is Jason DeRusha. I anchor the news on WCCO-TV with you every morning, 4:30 to 7, and then on mid-morning from 9 to 10. Car racing has been a big issue this summer in Minneapolis. It's, in fact, been a deadly issue at times. It's, I think, in some ways, to people on the outside looking at videos of what's going on, in a way it's a symbol of sort of a city that's lost its way, a city that's letting people just do whatever they want in the streets. But inside that culture is a culture. It is not what I think a lot of us thought, which was, oh, it's just, you know, a couple of people end up starting to hang out and the word spreads and a few more come. It's more of a, well, it is a subculture, and there's a fascinating exploration of it by Steve Marsh in this month's Minneapolis St. Paul magazine. Subscribers have that magazine now. The article will go online this weekend, but Steve Marsh joins us live on Newstalk 830 right now to talk about what he learned inside that culture. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how you doing, Jason?
I'm doing great. I thought your story is just fascinating because it is one of those things that it was in the news. People may have seen like some of the videos of people like doing burnouts, and you look at this and think like, okay, like, I mean, depending on where you are on the, you know, crime and punishment spectrum, you might look at it and think that why do the law enforcement allow people to do this? Or the other side, you look and think, oh, like, well, that's stupid, but pretty harmless. Tell us what captivated you about kind of these scenes that we saw developing on Thursdays, Fridays, Saturday nights.
I mean, I live near the quarry in northeast Minneapolis, and sometimes I'd hear the cars there. I'd read or watch reports about the cars using the Lake Street Target or Kmart, I think, actually, to do burnouts there. And then, of course, one of the kids that was killed in June went to my high school, so I was curious about her story. Are you a car guy, Jason? I've seen a couple of the Fast and Furious movies, and I've driven some Porsches for magazines,
right.
Sports cars. But
I love cars. I'm not a big like car racing guy. Like that doesn't really do much for me. But I put it this way. I own a sort of a car that is weirdly popular with young, like with guys in their 20s. I own a Kia Stinger.
Oh.
And
okay,
the only people who ever comment to me about this car are like 22 to 25 year old guys. And they're like,
right.
Is that a GT2? I'm like, yes. They're like, how many horsepower is that? It's like, it's a lot. So the fact that there are these people out there who are hardcore into like the details, and it's not always like, it's generally not like the super high-end cars that you would think of, right?
Well, I think it's like accessible kind of mid-range cars, like cars that have a lot of power.
It's all horsepower, right?
Yeah, and I think in terms of, like, it's a lot of the American-made cars, especially the Dodge Chargers, the Hellcat SRT division that Dodge has, Ford Mustangs, you know, and I think, like, fast cars have always been driven by young men. They're a big draw for young guys. My dad drove a Chevrolet Camaro in the 70s, a muscle car culture that was, and then this new Dodge era, muscle car culture has kind of had a resurgence. So I was curious about who was doing it. I mean, the Hellcat is kind of the Dodge Hellcat has kind of become this like cultural kind of touchstone for young kids. Billie Eilish has a Dodge Hellcat. She got one for her 18th birthday.
Right.
So I one of my buddy's nephews works at German Auto Works, and he was like, well, these are the accounts on Instagram, and these are some of the fan groups of certain kinds of cars on Facebook, and this is where a lot of the preening and kind of demonstrations or this kind of, like, you know, it's usually young men showing off for each other on social media. And so I contacted a bunch of the drivers and groups, and I got some callbacks. And this Elijah Grove, who is this 23-year-old from the east side of St. Paul, who drives a Hellcat, agreed to meet with me and be interviewed. And then he agreed to take me out for a Friday night.
We're talking to Steve Marsh. The article is called Crash Course. It's in the October Minneapolis St. Paul magazine on newsstands now, and the story's going online this weekend. Steve, in the article, you talk a little bit about how these young people feel like they have a bad rap from the cops and from some of, like, the kind of crime-obsessed Twitter accounts.
Well, I think, you know, not just Twitter, but also, like, these cars are a nuisance. They're like noisy, and there has actually been people who have gotten killed in kind of crossfire with some gang activity.
And what are the people? What are the people who, like, really are truly all about the car culture? Like, how do they feel about how these crimes, I guess, have been surrounding what they would consider their fun or their
well,
passion?
I think what you one of the dynamics that you had is, like, during the pandemic and also post murder of George Floyd, the Minneapolis Police Department and a lot of other police departments had a big drawdown in manpower, and also there was less cars on the road. So all of a sudden you had 50 guys who would be going out for burnouts and spinning donuts in parking lots and sliding and stuff grew to 150 or 200 cars because there wasn't anybody on the roads to regulate this behavior, and there wasn't anybody anybody on the roads to worry about hitting. So everybody has gotten more reckless driving, and these kids had the run of the streets for a couple of summers in a row, and now it's kind of reached this point where it's drawing a lot of media attention, both social media attention and from some of the network news shows. And I wanted to see what was actually going on, and a lot of them were bummed out that their kind of time for having fun has gotten people hurt and drawn attention to them as kind of this symbol of something wrong with our city, and they feel persecuted as if, like, impounding their Hellcats and arresting them for reckless driving is somehow going to prevent gun violence happening in our cities. And yeah, so they felt put upon, but at the same time, they're young kids, young guys. And testosterone, Jason, as you know, is a hell of a drug.
Right.
Like they are going too fast from spot to spot. Elijah was driving 140 miles an hour on 94. And like I said in the article,
you were in the car.
Yes,
with him.
I was. Yeah.
What'd that feel like?
Well, I think actually, Some of the spinning in the parking lots is actually, to be honest, thrilling. You know, like it feels like this kid is a really talented driver and he has control over a car that I would never be able to control like that.
It's usually a rear wheel drive car, and the control they have combined with the out of control nature of what they're doing is the thrill, right?
Yes, yes. It's like it really is. You're experiencing gravity in a really thrilling way,
yeah.
And you're pushing the limits of what these cars can do. I don't think anybody who buys a Hellcat or a Ferrari or a Porsche is buying this car to go the speed limit and obey the traffic laws.
Right,
like
right.
You're trying to actually go against laws of physics. But it was on the freeway where, I don't know, it's just like he's so sure of himself, and these guys are also sure of themselves, and they're not necessarily taking into consideration the safety of others. Now, Elijah would argue that if there was a safe place to do these kinds of driving kind of performances, whether it was like a parking lot or a racetrack that was close to the city that a lot of these kids could get to, that you wouldn't have to race between point A and point B in the metro area. But, you know, then you talk to Dave Hutchinson, the sheriff, and he's like, well, how do you have liability for a racetrack or a parking lot like that? Like, it becomes kind of an insurance issue. Who's supposed to pay for that? So I don't know, man. It's it seemed to me like the law enforcement is like they were a little bit like had to respond to this because of all the media attention, and had to kind of launch this multi-jurisdictional kind of groups to kind of try to get this problem under control, because I'm not sure how big of a priority that they would put it on themselves, like, yeah, in terms of people getting hurt and killed.
Yeah, it's so tough. And that combination of testosterone and youth and cars have always been cool. That's why your story is so fascinating. I hope people will check it out. It'll be online at mspmag.com over the weekend, but you can pick up the magazine right now, too. It's really good stuff. Great writing,
yeah,
and
yeah,
just interesting characters. And the way that you got them to kind of let you inside, I think, is just really excellent work by you, but makes for a great read for people who want to check
it out. Thank you for reading it, Jason, and thank you for the time. I really appreciate it.
Steve Marsh, thank you. Senior writer at Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine. The article is called Car Crash Course, so check that out. It's 4:32. We'll do weather and traffic, and then we'll talk about whether the ACT should be mandatory, your memories of taking the ACT, and whether colleges are smart to be done with looking at it. We'll take a look at that topic next on CCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.